This is a photonic crystal that's it's called an inverse opal. And an opal is a gemstone. You find them in the bottom of a lake or river. And they are made by somehow through erosion, you get small grains of sand, silicon dioxide. And through a process which is not clear to me, all of these grains of sand have about the same size and they're about a micron big. And they fall to the bottom of a lake and form an FCC crystal. So they sediment out and they form an FCC crystal. Of course, it's not really a perfect crystal, but they form a crystal with a periodicity that's about the wavelength of visible light. And then when you pick it up, it diffracts light in an interesting way. So that's what makes it useful for jewelry, because of the way it diffracts light when you look at it from different angles. You're doing something like an X-ray diffraction experiment where you see the diffraction peaks coming out for different K vectors at different angles. Different colors are going out in different directions. And so this is a construction of something called an inverse opal. And to make this, they started out with plastic spheres, polystyrene spheres, about a micron in size. And these spheres were let, they just, you let them sediment, you let them fall in a liquid, and if they fall to the bottom under the right conditions, they will form a crystal. The next sphere falls on the ones that are already there, and it finds a space in a close-packed structure. And then after that, you infiltrate the crystal of polystyrene spheres with much smaller particles, a few nanometers in size, of titanium dioxide. And titanium dioxide is a material with a high index of refraction. It's sometimes used in artificial diamonds for fake jewelry, because it refracts light similar to what the way diamonds do, but it's not as hard. It scratches more easily. But this is titanium dioxide. And you probably know it also as the stuff in white paint. So in paint, there are little particles with that refract light. They bend it through a large angle, and that's good for giving nice white color. So anyway, these little particles come in between, and then in a high temperature step, they're fused together. And after that, oxygen is added, and the polystyrene is burned out. And you get a three-dimensional periodic structure that has a different speeds of light in the different sections, because the titanium dioxide has a pretty low speed of light and the vacuum has the speed of light in vacuum. And you can then calculate the dispersion relationship. So here's the calculation. Down here I drew a Brillouin zone, but like I say, when you plot it in two dimensions, it's sometimes hard to see what's where. You would need to either use the applet, which lets you rotate this, and then it becomes clear where things are, or you need one of these. And then this is the calculation of the phonon dispersion.